I'm not stupid.
And while the man was a touch belligerent, there was indeed no sign he was stupid. Han, standing near the man in the shade between the Falcon and Jade Shadow, folded his arms and grimmed.
Whatever you say, Darth.
It's Tarth. Tarth Vames. And I don't care if your transponder says you're the Naboo duckling. That's the Millennium Falcon, and you're the Solos. And there's a report location request on you from Coruscant.
Han pursed his lips and turned to look at his wife, an expression that meant, you take this. Leia frowned.
So, you know who we are?
Tarth nodded, his motion brisk enough to stir his red hair.
You haven't gone to any effort to hide it.
Of course we haven't. It clearly wouldn't have fooled you. So I can take it that you know something of our histories?
Apparently a bit mollified, Tarth nodded again.
Who doesn't?
So, historically, when the government has disagreed with us on some minor matter, how has it turned out?
Well, they're mostly out of office now, or dead, the ones who disagreed with you. And you're still here, right here.
Han caught Tarth's eye.
It's because the politicians are in it to save their jobs, while we're in it to save some little guy.
Or a lot of little guys, Leia offered.
Or a family member, or a bunch of family members, Han added.
Clearly uncomfortable with the direction the conversation was taking, Tarth grimaced.
I'm the deputy director of operations here. The fact that you have a history of success in your confrontations with the government doesn't mean I can just abandon my duty. Neither does the fact that your husband has a blaster on his belt. Oh, I'm certainly not going to take a swing at him, but...
We're not asking you to abandon your duty.
Leia shook her head.
We're asking you to do it. Just in a different way.
What way?
Han grinned. Tarth was doomed. He'd taken Leia's bait, and the hook would be set long before the man realized it was there.
Come with us.
Leia put on her brightest welcome to the company smile.
Since they're not answering our comm, we're going to look for my brother and my nephew. We need local guides and a local coordinator. That's you. You make sure that all the local ordinances are obeyed.
Han suppressed a snicker.
And you can testify to that effect when it's time to deal with the authorities.
And you'll have a great story to tell. Or sell.
Han mimed typing out on an imaginary datapad.
How I Saved Luke Skywalker, by Darth Vames.
Tarth Vames!
Tarth's grimace continued unabated.
I don't know.
Leia pointed up toward the Falcon's cockpit. Alana was visible there, in the canopy, with her Nexu beside her, staring down at her grandparents.
See that little girl?
My adopted daughter. She's already grief-stricken at the thought that something might have happened to her Uncle Luke. From behind Tarth, Han looked up at Alana, made a sad face, and stroked both his cheeks as if tears were running down them. Obligingly, Alana put on a child's expression of tragedy and rubbed at one eye with a knuckle. Tarth's expression turned to one of defeat.
No, cark it.
Leia's tone became brisk.
We'll need a couple of air speeders, camping supplies, preserved food, and guides with experience with local terrain and clans. We'll pay the going rate, but if you show me the public rate sheets of everyone and everything you hire, and you've negotiated them down below those numbers, you get half the difference in addition to your own fees.
Good man,
Han nodded approvingly.
Well done, Tarth.
When Tarth was gone, Han glanced at his wife and shook his head.
I can't believe that you, of all people, pulled out the sad little girl card.
I know, I know. My husband is a bad influence on me.